السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب صدق الله العظيم Once again, we say, dear brothers, ulama ikram, brothers and our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. It's Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that after the month of Ramadan, again He gathered us for His remembrance. This majlis of zikr is the first one after the month of Ramadan. It is Allah ta'ala's fazal, it is Allah ta'ala's ihsan that He gave us the tawfiq to participate. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے So Allah تبارک و تعالی has brought us here. It is an indication and a sign that after the month of Ramadan we are still interested and keen and committed to remaining steadfast on those pledges and promises that we made to Allah تبارک و تعالی in the month of Ramadan. We pledge that we are not going to return to those sins. We pledge in our tawbahs and in our istighfars and in our du'as that, Ya Allah, whatever sins we committed, forgive us. We will not return to those sins again. And we will obey you. We will obey your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will follow the Qur'an. We will follow the sunnah. Now, all those were promises and pledges that we made. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants us to fulfill our pledges and our promises. But it is only again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself and no one else that accepts so much of breaking of pledges and promises. How much we break those pledges and promises that we make. Every day we make and break. But yet Allah ta'ala still goes on giving us so much of His ni'mat, so much of His bounties, unlimited. He just showers upon us unlimited amount of bounties. In ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tufsuha. We just can't count Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's bounties that are upon us. Every breath that we are taking is what a great bounty that is. So this is the first majlis of zikr again. So we are really renewing those pledges, renewing those promises. We want to stay steadfast on deen, on sharia, on the Quran, on the sunnah. But unfortunately what happens is that as soon as the moon of the month of Shawwal is sighted and those big shayateen are all released, then we get carried away. Hook, line and sinker, we fall again into shaitan's traps. All those webs and all those nets once again trap us. But what is very disturbing is that immediately after Ramadan, when we try to resolve problems, there are so many of them who are reporting. People who are elderly in age, they are elderly, they are past the 50s, some are in the 60s, and one or two cases which I dealt with, people almost in the 69, 70s. But because of that vicious environment in which we are living, and those nets and webs of shaitan, which have been spread all over, people completely forget what their age is. They forget that their hair has gone white. They forget that the next step is to the grave. And they still indulge in adultery, indulge in fornication sometimes because they're not married, elderly. Now these are the things that cause so much of destruction in family life. Barakat of the rizq is gone. The person earns and earns and he says, no barakat. Zina takes away the barakat. Big empires, zina took away the barakat. Finished. Empires fell because of their indulgence in zina. Recently it came to mind, there's a new audience. Recently on one of the Jummah bayans, whilst talking about pride, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses pride. That you will not be able, innaka lan takhriq al ard wa lan tablugh al jibala tula. What are you walking on the earth with pride? Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha. Don't walk on the earth with pride. Because you can't tear apart the earth and you can't reach the mountains in height. Now whilst discussing pride, so one hadith sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to mind, and I had discussed that hadith sharif at length. So in that hadith sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dearly loves those who are muttaqeen. Those who've got taqwa in them, Allah ta'ala dearly loves them. And the whole month of Ramadan was for the development of that taqwa. So Allah ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that Allah ta'ala dearly loves those people who have got taqwa. But the young person who has got taqwa, Allah ta'ala loves him the most. The youth, when they have got taqwa, then Allah ta'ala really loves them. He dearly loves them. Why? Because they've got strength in their bodies, and at present there's so many of young people, they've got cars, cell phones, and sometimes they're handsome, and they've got everything going for them, they're fit and strong, and there's so much of seduction and attraction, and all kinds of things are happening. At that time that young person says, my Allah is watching me. Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. Allahu ma'i, Allah ta'ala is with me, Allah is watching. Now that person stays away from those sins, stays away from that haram, stays away from that temptation. So it is not an easy thing. This young person, for him to resist that temptation, it's not an easy thing. So the more the mujahada, the more the mushahada. This person is making a mujahada against his nafs. He's making a sacrifice of his evil passions and desires. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also loves him the most. So Allah Ta'ala loves those who got taqwa, but this young person, Allah Ta'ala dearly loves him. On the day of Qiyamah, under the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those categories of people who will get shade, one category will be that young person who is invited by a young woman, pretty woman, woman of risk, of a good family status, and he says, I fear my Allah, and he restrains himself. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that young person. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves those who are charitable, who are generous, who have got a large heart. Allah ta'ala loves those people. But that poor person who is generous and charitable, Allah ta'ala loves him the most. Because in his earning, now he is going to think of tomorrow. That I'm earning a limited amount, or tomorrow I've got to still buy bread, milk, and I've got to pay rent, light, water, and everything else. But from whatever his earning is, from that little earning, he still gives something. 1 rand, 2 rands, whatever he can afford, but he gives. So Allah Ta'ala loves that person the most. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves those who have got humility in them. They don't have pride. Allah Ta'ala loves them. But that rich person who doesn't have pride, Allah Ta'ala loves him the most. Because that rich person has got plenty of wealth, he's got a big car, he's got a big mansion, he's got sometimes a king and a ruler, he's got a palace, and he's got guards, and he's got all kinds of things going for him. Now for that person to humble himself, it's an effort, it's a sacrifice, it's a great mujahada. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves that person the most. Now as you can see, in richness, but Allah Ta'ala is loving him. In poverty, but Allah Ta'ala is loving that person. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at how much we got, how much we haven't got, as I always say. He looks at that what is in the heart. So these are the three people that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves the most. But after that, three categories have been mentioned of those people whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hates and dislikes the most. He hates and dislikes the most. He says Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes the fusaq, the fujjar, the sinners, the wicked, the people indulging in evil actions and deeds. Allah Ta'ala dislikes. Because he is the one who has blessed with all the ni'mats, all the bounties, and this person is indulging in all kinds of sins and vices and evils, using those very bounties of Allah Ta'ala. That sight, that hearing, that speech, that heart, that mind. All those people who plan robberies and plan hijackings and plan murders and killings, they use their intelligence. Now that intelligence which was given by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they are using it for wrong purposes. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala detests, He dislikes those who are indulging in sins and vices. But that old person who is indulging in sins and vices, and that old person who is indulging in adultery, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hates him the most. On the day of Qiyamah, it has been mentioned that لا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم ولهم عذاب شديد. Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them, means with muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala will not look at them with muhabbat, with His rahmat. And for them is very severe azab. Amongst those people, one is that person who is an elderly person, and he is indulging in zina. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes those people who indulge in zina, in fornication, in adultery, and other sins and vices. But that old person who is indulging in zina, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala hates him the most. Because that old person who is indulging in sins, vices of this kind, what else is he waiting for now? His hair has turned white. He's already got one leg in the grave. So will there be a reversal now? He can take all the medication and all the advertisements where they advertise that you'll return your youth to you. Nobody can return your youth to you. So now what is that person waiting for? Will there be again a return to his middle age, and after middle age his youth, and after youth his childhood? Or after that the next step is the graveyard? And he is one of those fortunate ones that he saw old age. How many people don't even see middle age? They don't even see youth nowadays. Look at the number of accidents. How many of them don't even see youth? So this person now, what is he waiting for? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes that person. Allah Ta'ala does not like those people who have become elderly and now they're still indulging in this kind of sins and vices.
तुम्हें पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। तुम्हें पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया। बुढ़ापे ने फिर आके क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया।
After old age, ajal will come, death will come and it will clean you out, wipe you out from the surface of the earth. So what are you waiting for? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes that person the most. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not like a person who has got pride. But the person who is poor and he's got pride, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dislikes him the most. The person who is poor and he's got pride still. He's got nothing with him. His clothes are tattered and torn. He doesn't have a decent pair of shoes. The person doesn't have a big home. The person is in poverty. But yet he's walking on the earth with arrogance and pride. Doesn't want to make namaz to. Doesn't want to be obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if anybody has to tell him that this is wrong, this is right, then that person says, who are you to talk to me? So with pride, the person rejects that. So the person who's got pride, whether he's rich or poor, Allah Ta'ala dislikes. But when the person is poor and he's still got pride, so then what is there to be proud about that he's being arrogant? So Allah Ta'ala dislikes him the most. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He wants us to become His. Allah Ta'ala wants to bless us. Allah Ta'ala wants to reward us. After the month of Ramadan, now these type of cases which we are dealing with, it's very disturbing. Imagine in the 50s, in the 60s, and even in the 70s, now they're still indulging in adultery. So the cause of that is again that same unnatural increase in passions. These days we have to talk so openly, that unnatural increase. Because they're watching the TV all the time, the movie all the time. They don't want to get rid of those things from their lives. And that is what is causing, or they are working in such areas, in such conditions, which is increasing this fitna. So this is a majlis of zikr, where it was not the majlis of bayan and waz, but this just came to mind suddenly. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make it a means of hidayat for all of us. That let us restrain ourselves. And that restraining power that Allah Ta'ala made us develop in the month of Ramadan, now is the time to exercise that power. I mentioned in the Juma Bayan also on the Eid day that the cars, we send them for repairs to the garage, but they are not to be driven in the garage. The cars, you don't drive in the garage where you send it for repairs. After repairs, now you say, now put the accelerator down in the garage. Then you'll knock the wall off and land in the Qabristan. For driving, now you'll have to take it on the national highway. So in the same way, these cars we were repairing in the masjid, in the i'tikaf, and in the bayans, and in the talim, and in the zikr, and in the duas, and everything. What were we doing? We were repairing these engines of ours, removing all those dents. But now you don't drive it in the masjid. The car is going to be driven in the shops, in the colleges, in the universities, in the marketplaces, in the aeroplanes, at the airports, in the stations. That's where we're going to drive those cars now. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ay khuda de. Teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahe sab mere irade. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bohat dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar sab hai payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon.
Once again, for those who don't understand the Urdu, oh my beloved Allah, in your garden everyone is a flower. Everyone is a beautiful flower of your beautiful garden. The only one that's a thorn is myself. We consider ourselves as thorns in that beautiful garden of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everyone has taken off. They are soaring high in the air after Ramadan. After all the exercises in Ramadan and the zikr and tilawat and ibadat and duas and istighfar and tawbahs and charities, they are soaring high. But I haven't even taken off as yet. I'm like a speck of dust on the ground still. Before our plane takes off, somebody fires a cannon or a missile at the petrol tank of the aeroplane and comes back crashing on the ground, then can that plane ever take off and land anywhere else? That is what is happening. Before we take off, nafs and shaitan fire one missile and we're back on the ground.
तेरे गुलिस्तान में सब गुल हैं बस एक अगर हूँ तो खार में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शेआर में हूँ मुझे भी कुछ फिक्र आखिरत हो बहुत ही गफलत शेआर में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ रहा मैं बेकार जिंदगी भर बस अब तो मशगूल कार में हूँ हर दम करूँ मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लू में हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के ये आखिरी दिन है ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा Ya Allah, these are the last days of my life. How many people just passed away suddenly in the month of Ramadan. And not only month of Ramadan, the whole year, that's how it went. How many people suddenly
That was the last day of their lives. And they were unaware of it, just as we are unaware that this could be the last day of our life. So we must not think there's another 50 years to go still. Could be the last day, what do we know? The person leaves the masjid, meets up with an accident and is gone. The person leaves the shop, meets up with an accident and is gone. The person is on a holiday and there's a bomb blast and is gone. The person is touring and there's an earthquake and is gone. The person is living in a big block of flats and the whole block of flats disappears beneath the ground. What guarantee does a person have? What guarantee that you're going to still live? So how can the person be then in sinful places? How can we? Always ask ourselves, what if, as I always say, just ask, what if my death comes in this state? Will I be happy? Will I be comfortable? Will my family be happy and comfortable? Will the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be very happy that this person had a death of this kind? So whenever there's temptation, the temptations will come, you cannot stop those temptations. If there was no temptation, there was no such thing as taqwa also. All the rewards of taqwa is because of those temptations. If there was no taqwa, then if there's no temptation, there would have been no generation of taqwa after that. All the evil thoughts that are coming, use that as fuel, burn it up in the furnace of taqwa and light up the heart with the nur of taqwa. Use it as fuel, don't eat the fuel. We don't eat the coal and the wood to cook the biryani. We use wood and coal. Now they use gas, but those days was wood and coal. So you don't eat the fuel, you burn the fuel, and you get the delicious biryani and the beautiful aroma. So burn that as fuel, that those evil thoughts that are coming, let it burn as fuel. Suppress it and light up the nur of taqwa in the heart. The biryani of taqwa will light up.
Ye aakhiri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera. Teri muhabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera.
Put some fans on at the back there if they're feeling hot there too. Who's in charge of the fans? Put some fans on slow speed at the back there.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun Ey khudai bandara ruswa makun garbadam man sirre man paida makun Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah,
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او ماي بلاور الله او ماي رحيم الله او ماي كريم الله او ماي موست فورجيفينج الله موست لافينج الله موست كيرينج الله Most compassionate Allah, most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you are the same forgiving Allah who was in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ramadan has passed by. We were unable to do justice to the fasting of the month of Ramadan. We did not do justice to tilawat and zikr and ibadat in the month of Ramadan. We wasted so much of our valuable time, my beloved Allah, in futile activities, futile and useless activities. My beloved Allah, but Ramadan Sharif, we cannot bring back a single second. Ramadan is gone, we cannot bring back a single second. Ya Allah, lekin tu to wahi khuda hai. Ya Allah, your attributes, your sifat, no deficiency has come after the month of Ramadan. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai jo Ramadan ka khuda tha. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the condition of our lives.
ہم نادم ہیں، ہم شرمندہ ہیں، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم مجرم ہیں، ہم خطاکار ہیں، اے اللہ ہم گندے ہیں، ہم کچھ بھی ہیں، بندے تیرے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ یا اللہ where do we go, there is no one for us besides you، تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں، تیرے گھر کے سوا کوئی گھر نہیں، there is no other door that we can tap، there is no other home in which we can beg. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are not advertising our sins. We are not propagating our sins. Hum nadim hai. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive us, each and every one of us. What else has gathered us here, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. As great as your Mubarak name is, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults, and the sins of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins and our vices and our evils. Hey, mere pyare Allah, don't seize us. Ya Allah, don't bring any humiliation, disgrace and suffering upon us because of our sins. My beloved Allah, don't test us, don't test us. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. My Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. There was no question of darkness for you. You who gave billions of people sight, how can you be blind to our actions? Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ab to hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, make a decision of change for us. How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites, my Allah? Ya Allah, how long are we going to pledge and break our pledges? How long are we going to make tawbah and break our tawbahs? How long are we going to be disobedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Suddenly that angel of death is going to come. Suddenly he is going to come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, movie. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, or in fraud, or any kind of haram activity. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza jaye maula dil badal de, maza jaye maula dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. It is not difficult for you, my Allah. Make a decision tonight, my Allah. It is not difficult for you. You change the hearts of the Sahaba Ikram. They came from the backgrounds of Kufr and Shirk and Nifaq. Ya Allah, some came from the Nasara and some from the Yahud. But Ya Allah, when you changed their hearts, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. You pleased with them and they pleased with you. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared them as the guiding stars. Any one of them you follow, you will get hidayat. by Allah, if you could have changed their conditions. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sets out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he sleeps in the Rose of Mubarak next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. By Allah, what is it difficult for you then to change our condition? Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our lives, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Bless us all with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are sick and ailing, by Allah. We are sick and ailing, by Allah. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. Hum jismani bimar hai, ruhani bimar hai. Remove our sicknesses, ailments and diseases, spiritual and physical. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospital or in clinics or in homes or amongst us, oh, our sisters who have raised their hands, Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa from all their ailments. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. My beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? We have made garbage bins of our hearts. Mere Allah, humare dilon ki safai naseeb farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are in financial problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on suffer and journey, make them reach their destination. Those who have gone for Umrah and completed their Umrahs, accept their Umrahs. Ya Allah, accept their Ramadan Umrahs. Oh, my beloved Allah, accept their tawafs and their ziyarat and their duas. And those who are planning for Hajj, oh my beloved Allah, make it easy for them to accomplish their Hajj. Ya Allah, intihai asani aur suhulat nasi farma. Har kisam ki rukawat ko dur farma. Ya Allah, those places which have been struck by disasters. My beloved Allah. My Allah. Hundreds of thousands of them homeless, without food, without drink, without shelter. Ya Allah, and yet your bounties are being showered upon us, unlimited. Ya Allah, those who passed away with Iman, bless them with Shahadat, give them high stages in Jannat. Those whom they left behind, bless them with Sabr-e Jameel and Ajr-e Azeem. And Ya Allah, those who are in difficulties and hardship, remove their difficulties. Throughout the world where mankind is suffering, remove the difficulties. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. And Ya Allah, those who have become stubborn and arrogant and they have made up their minds, they will continue with persecution and torture and tyranny. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Ya Allah, make them taste some part of their evil actions and deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, humare haal par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Oh my beloved Allah, a small piece of ground in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. Ya Allah, if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, don't test us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, don't test us. Don't test us in the grave. Cause us to cross Pulsarat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made duas all his life for us. How much he begged for us. How much he asked for us. How much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, we cannot even imagine what sacrifices he made. Ya Allah, all the du'as that he made for us, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness, our grandchildren with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially that of Dajjal, Ya Allah, we are living in the times of Dajjali fitnas. Ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all those fitnas. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of the people who have raised their hands. Our students who are IT examinations, give them success. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious marriage partners. And all those who have other wishes and desires in their hearts, which are in conformity with the Sharia, fulfill those desires. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين